to the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, along with producer Dawn McClain.
Hey, all you cool cats.
Oh, God, we're going to hear a lot of that.
I found a peanut butter. Well, my wife found this peanut butter that has chia seeds in it. It's like a loaded peanut butter. It's kind of, and I have a smoothie right now, and it's kind of a nice way to just pack a lot of stuff. Usually put a little peanut butter in your smoothie just for some good healthy fat. It's got, I think, some other superfoods in it too. It does not plate well, let me tell you. When you twist the cap off, it's like,
oh no.
But do you like the do you like a chia seed consistency? Yeah. Some people like it, some don't.
Sure.
It's really good though.
Brand?
I will tell you. Goodness, I wish I remembered. It's True or something like that. I don't know. Some like, hey, we're healthy. Sort
you know
of
what?
Pushing
you're going to start getting emails about peanut butter because I swear to you, my phone is listening to me.
What happened?
I just got an email. Not just, but within the last day. No, stop snoring for good. Snoring spray. And then it's all about the different methods of snoring, and the most effective method is using Snorbigon.
Wait, are you a snorer?
I was having a discussion in the car with my friends about snoring, and it was like, did you hear me snoring last night? No, but you were snoring. Oh, was I loud? No.
No way.
And here it is. I mean, this is...
Did any of you look it up? Like, did any of you Google, you know what it says snoring is? Because
no.
Sometimes, okay.
Mm-mm. It's the microphone. It's listening.
I love it. I love the spying. I think it's so fun. I like to talk about
it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything short of me getting my identity stolen. By the way, shout out to Amazon, who sent me a text message the other day and said, there's a suspicious attempt to access your, to make a purchase or access your account on Amazon. Verify this. So I clicked on it. And it said that the attempt was happening from the Netherlands. Hmm. And I said, no, that is not okay. And then I reported it. And then they shut that attempt down. I thought that was nice. So short of my identity being stolen someday, I love it. I'm talking about chia seeds. I hope I get an ad for chia seeds later. I think it'd be great. I think it makes life a little more convenient.
That's like the ultimate in lazy, though. You know, it's like, do everything for me.
Oh, just listen to my conversations and give me what I want.
Right?
Yes.
Keep us posted on that.
Yeah. Okay. What, you think I'm going to turn on it?
Turn on it?
What?
Do you think I'm going to, like, turn on that? Like, change my feeling and suddenly I want one?
No, I just want to know when you do get that email about chia seeds.
I would love to get an email about chia seeds. Now, I haven't looked up chia seeds. I'm interested in this chia seed peanut butter. It's very, very yummy. You know, I've never been a crunchy peanut butter guy.
No, yuck.
Never. And didn't you judge people who were crunchy?
That's me. So.
Really? You like crunchy?
Yeah.
It's hard to spread,
extra crunchy.
Though.
Yeah,
it's
hard
good
to
on
spread.
Peanut butter.
Well,
or
for
like
lazy
yogurt.
People that just want everything.
Okay. Here she goes.
Ground up for you.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. But let's say. Wait a second. Let's
just
say.
Just tell me what I need, phone.
You have a standard piece of everyman blue collar wheat bread. And if you get a scoop of crunchy peanut butter and try to smother that on without tearing a hole in that bread, how do you even do it?
No, it's possible. You just do it.
You get bagels instead.
Yeah,
no. Right.
I love bagels. Okay. Oh, man. It's been a while since I've had a bagel.
Yeah, me too.
Dang.
Me too, I know. Now we're going to start getting ads for bagels.
Chia seed bagel.
Donna, I have to know about your tree.
Oh, okay. So first of all, I got back from South Dakota a couple days ago. And while I was there,
walleye fish. Okay.
I get a text from my neighbor at the cabin, and it's just a picture of a tree split in my driveway.
Oh, back home.
Huge branch. Yes. So I'm like, oh, crap. I just wrote back, no. Because I had friends staying at my cabin that very weekend.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, man, you got to be kidding me.
The neighbor's like, free wood.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And I was like, hey, if you take care of that, keep the wood. I don't care. you can have it.
Sure, of course.
Oh, boy, it sounds like a good deal for them. I have to spend all day with a chainsaw. And
yeah,
what
but
do
they
I get?
Love that Wood. Stuff. Yeah. Are you kidding? The guys up there, they live for that.
They're like, I get to help a woman, and I get free wood.
A damsel in distress. God,
it's been a good day.
Careful with the free wood. Anyway, Donna. So what? Shout out to Rich and AJ and Mitch for and Rich's nephew. I appreciate you guys. You're my best friend.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
You're not going to like it. You're going to get mad at me for asking.
Oh, no. I'm sure I am. Go ahead.
Do you ever charge for people to stay at your cabin? Because I feel like people go to your cabin a lot. Do you ever charge, or is it always just, hey, you go up and use it?
I have one time, and it was a friend of a friend who was looking for a place.
That you didn't know that well?
I didn't know at all.
I would be willing to pay, I'm just telling you. And I think you should, just to cut down on some of your costs.
You could Airbnb that place, Donna.
I know.
You could have a second stream of income, multiple streams.
But then she feels like she has to be close enough if there's a problem, right?
Yes, yeah. And I have to hire someone like a caretaker. Then I have to put like locks on the pantry door, and I have to, you know, it's just the whole thing.
Yeah.
Then I don't have a washing machine up there, so I'd have to go up and get the sheets and bring them home and wash them. It's the whole thing, man.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I don't want you to do it anymore.
Okay.
Yikes. Hey, guys, by the way, can I say this? Doesn't it seem, and Donna, I know you were in South Dakota, and boy, it really changed there. You were there, it was beautiful. Now they have 10 inches of snow in the Black Hills.
The same day that I was there, that snow fell. We got the hell out of there just in time. I mean, I was in Rapid City shopping, and then the next day I see the pictures, and I'm like, whoa, dodged that one.
Well, my dad was telling me, like, Denver was, like, in the 90s a couple days ago, then they get a foot of snow.
Yep.
My question is, ours is much more mild. But it felt like over Labor Day weekend, it was as though the calendar understood the shift in mindset, like seasonal change that we were going through. Mm-hmm. And last week was summer, and this week it's fall. Now, it's going to go up to the 70s again this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Oh, good.
But this, like, having highs in the 50s, and it's crisp outside.
Oh, it's perfection.
It feels like it's suddenly shifted. I lit a candle this morning while working from my dining room table. I was like, let's light that harvest candle. I want the scent of fall leaves or pumpkin or whatever it is in the morning. Nice. That's usually a nighttime light, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
Whoa.
Hey, speaking of fall, I know we got to go, but how was the first day of school?
First day of school was great. The kids loved it. They were just so pumped. Everybody had great stories. They were just excited. And then I heard them having a conversation this morning as I'm working downstairs. I hear my 8-year-old, my 5-year-old having a conversation of, no, I said, are you excited for school tomorrow? We don't go today because today's a distant learning day.
Right. Got it.
No, tomorrow. And then I just hear my 8-year-old son say, I'm going back to bed. Like, this is too early for me to work through the logistics of our distant learning schedule. But everybody loved it. Shout out to Tommy's Malt Shop in downtown Chaska. We went down there. We grabbed malts and chicken tenders and fries and brought it back and had a nice little dinner, celebratory dinner. So, yeah, off and running.
What about Lila's first day of kindergarten?
Oh, gosh, she loved it. And I saw she was there with this dogged determination this morning at the kitchen counter, starting her distant learning early, writing her letters and numbers.
Oh, my God.
I think she gets after life with a ferocity that no one else in our family does.
That makes me feel
and so. I think that she is going to really enjoy learning. I
absolutely.
Think she's really gonna attach to it.
That's awesome. Okay,
yeah.
good news. We got to go. When we come back, we'll have some things that made us go, huh.
Fascinating fact about Jurassic Park. It's a 127-minute long movie. How many minutes of that movie do you think dinosaurs are on screen? It will blow your mind. We'll get into that when we return. It's Don and Steve on My Talk.
All right, we're back.
Happiness! She swears the moon don't hang quite as high as it used to.
Everything Entertainment. I need to have a chat with you.
It's been a while. Adam Levine hanging in the corner of our studio waiting for Don to give him the double fingers.
Yeah. Are you going to be all right over there?
Probably not.
All right. I'm stalling because I'm not prepared.
I was going to say, normally you'd cut me off by now.
Well, you threw me off, and I was like,
I did?
God.
Yeah, or Rob Thomas
you
did.
You do it? I got it. Okay. Thank you, Dawn. Uh-huh.
Things that make you go.
She claims that happiness is a sad daddy he's on a doorway.
I like that. It's been a while since I've heard that song.
I know.
Happiness
I like
is a map
it.
That sits on a door. Anyway. I have this fun fact about Jurassic Park. Rob Thomas featured throughout the soundtrack of Jurassic Park. No, that would have ruined the movie. Oh. I like Rob Thomas. That would have really killed the vibe, though, huh?
Some people think he's kind of cheesy.
I get it. Like Matchbox 20, they kind of had their pop radio, you know, crossover alternative-y kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I get it. I was who am I to point fingers? I was a cappella singing Thunder in my house yesterday by what's it called?
Imagine Dragons.
Who people consider to be the modern day equivalent of sort of the cheesy Nickelback, or I suppose the Matchbox 20. Jurassic Park is 127 minutes long. It's a long movie. I don't like movies being over 2 hours, but I'm going to let that one slide because it's so good. Okay. The dinosaurs are only on screen for a total of 15 minutes.
No way.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, people think of The Dark Knight, the movie where Heath Ledger played the Joker, and you think of him being in much more of the movie than he is. So I liken Heath Ledger's The Joker to the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. You just are waiting for another scene for them to be in, and every scene that they're not in, they're talking about them being in it, and then your mind never goes far from them, whether or not you see them.
And the music plays a big role. You know, like the suspensefulness of being in the park.
War has been starting to leave there.
Sorry. That one was unprofessional. Oh. I will grant you that.
Oh, that one was.
The other ones I felt were very
professional.
Supportive to the story and, you know, relevant. Boy, all right.
Okay. Let me just move on. It wasn't a story. It was just some random noise.
I apologize for breathing air into it. From dust, I created a story.
Whoa.
All right, guys, just be professional. Donna would never want to run for president prior to this morning when she learns of this fact. Former presidents get free postage for life.
No way.
You can take your forever stamp, you can turn that sun gun sideways and cram it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but how does that work? Like,
you
what
go
if
to
you
the
want...
post office.
Okay. Oh, you have to go to the post office? Well, that's inconvenient.
I'd like to mail this letter.
And then you just slide the envelope. And they're like, we've got it, Mr. President.
No, I think what happens is they give you free stamps forever.
Thank you.
Because you can't just like write on an envelope from former president,
sure you
whatever.
Can.
And then they're like, oh, okay. Doesn't need a stamp. Okay.
So you just write the return address is like President. Barack Obama.
I'm going to do that now.
Let's try
to say he's not Avenue. Staying at my house for a while and he wants to mail a letter.
There you go.
Dear Michelle, I'm having a lovely time in Minnesota.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, if you're hard up for cash, you should sell off your parts for money, your human body parts.
Okay. All right,
what are we going to get?
Well, listen to this. You know what? Actually, let's
How
do a guess.
How much for my left arm?
Don't click on this, and let's have you ladies guess this. All of the materials in the human body, including things like bone marrow, DNA, ever heard of it?
Yep.
Antibodies and organs are worth a total of approximately how much money?
Oh, it's cool.
How much could you sell your entire being off for?
Brain and everything, hair.
All of it.
Does
all
this
of it.
Include hair? Oh.
Yeah, don't act like you putting your hair in is going to like, whoa, now it's through the roof.
I know, especially
her hair's included. Hair. I'll double it.
All right.
Oh, gosh, $11,000.
$11,000?
I'd go higher.
Get you out of a jam?
Okay. I'd go about $120,000.
Oh, okay, very nice.
Well, come on, what if I'm giving you a kidney or what? I mean,
I initially was going to say $20,000. Maybe
you
I'll
both
change it.
Way underbid. All of the materials in the human body are worth a total of approximately $46 million. But obviously, if you sold them all, you would die. Well, think about this. Think if you gave all of your being to science. You can have all of my antibodies, all of my DNA, any bone you need, any organ you need, all of my blood, all of it. everything to study the value of that, they say it would be $46 million. But if you did that, you'd be loaded. Well, but you'd have to put it in a trust because you'd be dead.
That explains why, you know, some people are found in an ice bath, you know, waking up the next day.
Oh, jeez.
With stitches in their back. People stealing their...
been harvested.
Whatever one that you can take.
Yes.
Still live.
Exactly.
What do you have two of?
Kidneys.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you're my brother Scooty. He has a horseshoe kidney.
What's that all about?
Whoa.
He just has one kidney. He had kidney stones after he got his foot run over, by the way, when he was in eighth grade.
Oh, wow.
Snapped by a car.
Oh.
Ankle snapped.
And that gave him kidney stones?
No. Then he had what were called immobility stones from being bedridden so long in recovery.
Oh, bless him.
He then got immobility stones, and then they looked at his kidney, and they're like, oh, hey, fun fact. Not fun fact, really, about your kidney. It's a horseshoe kidney, which means there's only one of them, which means if you had a problem with your kidneys, you'd be in a real situation.
Oh, wow. How long was he in the hospital or recovering?
Wow. Hi, everyone. He wasn't burying at all. He was in the hospital for maybe, I think 3 weeks, and then was just on the couch for, I don't know, the foreseeable future after that. The car, it was a pretty bad injury. He had a hole in his leg. I'll just tell you that.
Whoa.
Okay. Okay. No, because I was in eighth grade
when
I got
hit
for 3 months in traction after getting hit by a car.
Crazy.
Fun fact, police car. Whoa. Yeah. Okay. And I have another friend who had her foot run over when she was a kid, too. Keep your kids out of the street.
Hey, do you want me to give you Scooty's number so you guys can text?
No, I'm good.
All right.
All right.
I'll take it.
Just
for
fun.
Hey, bad news for fans of the Kardashians.
Good news for the rest of
us. Yes, exactly. They're calling it quits. We'll tell you more about that coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Well, 2020 has been a pretty stinky year.
Mm.
But I've got indication that things are about to change.
Oh.
Things are turning around, guys.
Hey? Oh, cool.
Because 2021 will be the year that Keeping Up with the Kardashians finally comes to an end.
Oh. After all this time.
She's so excited about it.
No, I've never even watched an episode, to be honest.
Okay.
The last season is going to air early next year. Did you read this on your radar?
You know, I've watched some episodes. I know who the characters are, but, you know, I haven't watched it in years.
Yeah,
it's been on for 14 years.
Yeah.
I think in the beginning I watched it because we had Bruce Jenner come and make an appearance at a charity event that I was associated with. And so at the time the show had just started. And so I'm like, okay, I'll check this out, you know?
Got it. See, and I've dabbled. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever watched an episode from beginning to end, but I've seen episodes. I knew about Scott Disick, that whole thing.
Sure.
But they put out this social media post yesterday, and it doesn't even look like they're going to have any other spinoff shows or anything like that. We'll see about that. But they, you know, they put a message and said that they made the difficult decision as a family to say goodbye. And they're grateful to everybody who watched through the good times and the bad, the happiness, the tears, the relationships, the children, blah, blah, blah.
They've outgrown the show, haven't they?
I mean, they've made
more money than any other person.
They don't need to do it anymore.
They have used that in their position. The opportunities that came their way, they took them more than anybody else.
And now they don't need them because they've got their own businesses.
Sure.
And doing the show is probably just
small potatoes.
Yeah.
And probably just an annoyance at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They want to focus their attention elsewhere. You know, people have a variety of opinions about the Kardashians. I never watched a full episode of it. So I just more or less experienced them through the pop culture chatter.
Yep.
But one thing you can't argue with is, to Dawn's point, their ability to capitalize and use this as a springboard for other business ventures, that's been pretty darn remarkable. Some of the deals that they have signed for dollar amounts that will just make your mind melt is really crazy. And it's not just, hey, if you get a reality show, that can happen.
Right.
They really were strategic.
Hustled.
Yeah.
They hustled. The show's audience had faded in recent years, but it looks like it still ranked among the top 100 shows on last season.
Mm-hmm.
So good on them.
Hey.
Bye.
So next fall, their final season debuts, fall of 2021.
Yep. And early in the year. Yeah. Well, you said fall? Oh, I thought it was earlier.
thought it was fall.
You know what, Steve? Well,
I don't want to fight about it. We've got so much we agree on.
Split the difference. but you know what? That show spawned 12 spinoffs.
Wow, that's a lot of spinoffs.
I watched a Courtney and Chloe take Miami.
Oh, okay.
When they opened up their shop down there. I've watched probably a couple of seasons.
I watched I Am Kate.
Okay.
I watched that whole thing.
Sure.
Rob in China was one of them. Life with Kylie. Chloe and Lamar.
Oh, yeah. I watched that, too. I've watched more than I thought.
Me too, I guess.
By the way, Donna, you're correct. Their last season will air early next year in 2021.
Okay. I knew I was right.
Nice job, Donna.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
You're the best, man.
You're my best friend.
You're like one of my mentors and one of my bros.
And one of your bros. Thank you. Ellen DeGeneres, she's going to talk about the allegations when she comes back. When is that? On the
21st. Now it's the 21st. It was going to be the 14th, yes. And then it seems like they bumped it back a week.
Mm. I feel like they're bumping everything. She did put out is it a promo you would call it? She announced that her show is going to return for the 18th season on the 21st, like you said. And she said, I can't wait to get back to work and back to our studio. And yes, we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Now, you know what I think is interesting?
What is that?
That Twitch, my understanding is that he's going to be doing a lot of fill-in for her.
And he got Twitch, who was became famous on the show So You Think You Can Dance.
He's so amazing.
He's so
and
fun.
Then he became like a DJ on Ellen's show. He's not only going to guest co-host, but he's also been promoted to co-executive producer.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. Up, man. But I guess he's going to be, you know, stepping in for her. It'll be interesting to see how he does interviewing.
Yeah.
And then
here's my concern. Can I say a concern about Ellen? Are you going to move off of Ellen?
No.
My concern is, will she be cavalier in her approach? And maybe not. And I'd love to be proven wrong, but I wonder, if she'll look for maybe one too many punchlines through addressing it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times comedians, they get a little serious and then they sort of like they're knee deep in the water and then they step back out with a joke. And then they go a little bit further in and step out with a joke. It seems like there have been so many headlines about it, so many storylines that I just wonder if she will commit to, hey, for the next 8 minutes, 16 minutes, whatever, I'm going to have a serious talk with you guys.
Yeah.
And it's going to be real.
I bet she will, because she's proven that she can do that.
Yeah.
When addressing serious matters.
Like the animals, there was an issue with animals. Do you remember that, where she got very teary-eyed and upset about an issue about dogs, rescue dogs or something?
Oh no.
Boy, it's been a while. Sorry,
but even
guys.
Even the riots and things like that, and people who've been abused or bullied, that type of thing, like she addresses the audience. And not while she's standing. I think she sits down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She comes in, she sits down, and then she addresses it. She's teared up before. I think she'll do a good job.
Okay.
At least that's what I'm hoping.
Sure.
And it looks like Twitch is going to be hosting a bunch of shows this fall. And now, by the way, one more thing is that her staff, people who worked in her home, according to British tabloids, anyway, apparently they have new dirt. And a former employee says that she tormented the staff who worked at her home and supposedly put out traps to make sure they were cleaning everything and took pleasure in firing people. Now, I hope this stuff isn't true. I bet somewhere in the middle there's some level of truth.
Hmm.
But maybe it's a matter of perception.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know the other side either.
Right.
I just want to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I do too.
And if you're that busy doing a show, how do you have time to set traps?
Right?
I don't know. Maybe there was someone who was stealing from her. You just don't know.
Right.
And like she was trying to see, you know, or whatever the case could be.
They cleaned something and they didn't. So she leaves something there. Who knows?
Yeah, it might not be as serious as it sounds.
Listen, I've done this with my underwear drawer before. Mm-hmm. You know,
excuse me?
Put like a piece of tape on it when someone was staying at my house, or I have workers in my house. I love
stuff like this.
Oh my God,
because at its core, Donna, at the core of that sort of activity is these people could not possibly be in my house without ravaging my underwear. How could anyone resist it? And I'm going to catch them. Whereas most of us would be like, oh, God, please don't go in there.
If I were on vacation and someone were staying at my house cat-sitting, if I had like an intern or something staying at my house, I wanted to know if they were in my dresser. I would take a picture of the order in which, you know, things were set. And if they were moved, I'd know that they were in my drawer.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
It's just for fun.
No, it's not for fun.
It's for
you
fun.
You can't just say it's for fun after it's clearly a paranoid behavior. It's for kicks and giggles.
Oh, for kicks and giggles.
All of my surveillances.
Yeah, you've never done it.
If you really didn't trust someone that much, why would you have them
in your house? I didn't know them that well. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a long time ago. We're talking like 20-something years ago. I've since matured and, you know, gotten cameras.
I'm not a creep about it anymore.
Guys. No, I mean, you know, you have somebody working in your house when you're not there.
Sure.
Haven't you ever given like your garage code to somebody or your, you know, said there's a key hidden here?
You know, that's interesting. One time we had a cleaning crew that was at our house and they did fabulous work. But we came in and like sort of got home earlier than they thought. And they were miking, microwaving a hot dog. And I just thought, that's, you know.
Random.
And I was like, it's random. And it's kind of weird because like, those are like our hot dogs. And I had just brought
a
hot dog package home and it was like, it was closed. And then I looked in the refrigerator and I brought it home like the day before. And I looked in the refrigerator and I was like, I'll be like that hot dog package is open. And thank you for the work that you're doing. And if a hot dog is a tip, then so be it. And then I just kept thinking that is brave to just eat someone's hot dog. But then I said to my wife later, I was like, you know, I got her. She was microwaving one of our hot dogs. And she said, how do you know it was one of our hot dogs? I said, well, the package that we had was like now suddenly open. She said, no, I made Grayson a hot dog yesterday. There's only one hot dog out. They had brought their own hot dog.
Okay.
And there I was.
Oh, my God.
And I got a hot dog thief who's a hell of a cleaner.
It's still a little strange.
Oh, but if they're working and they want to eat their lunch and they brought their own lunch,
microwave,
they gotta eat a cold hot dog.
Yeah, I mean, pee in my toilet, use my microwave, whatever.
Okay. Mi
casa, su casa.
Stuff happens.
What?
Don't you want to know what's going on?
Just for
in your
fun.
Absence?
I watched him while he slept, just for fun. Thanks, boy.
I put a camera on him.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. Oh, what a journey, huh?
I hired a PI once, just for fun. Just for it following him around for a week. Got the nightly report.
He was a friend. It was
just
free.
Just for fun. Once hired a hitman.
Whatever. I bet there are lots of people who have done stuff like that. Can I get a witness, please? 651-6.
Cricket noise. Cricket noise.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to know if people are looking in your stuff.
They've got to be going through my underwear drawer. They look at me and they think, what kind of underwear does she have on? Okay. I've got to get into that drawer.
It's not that, but you just want to know if your personal space is being violated.
If they went through my underwear drawer, holes. This is why does he even wear underwear? I can wear underwear down to just a waistband. And I'm like, all right, I'll get some new ones now.
That's not true.
Becomes a belt.
swing low, sweet cherry. All right.
Oh, my God. We got to go. When we come back, people have seen something. They're going to say something. Dawn saw something on a pregnancy test. Not her own.
Oh, jeez. There's the tease.
It said, you are the father.
There's the tease.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
All right. Dawn saw something. I did. There is a computer programmer, which let me backtrack here about a video game. I know this might sound a strange connection between a pregnancy test and a video game. Okay. But there's a game called Doom. And when it first came out, it was the first multiplayer game.
out there. And they also opened it up so that people could redesign the game themselves, essentially. So the game designers said, we will allow you to copy this code and then essentially edit this code. So that is the history of the game Doom.
Okay.
Okay. Way back in the 90s. So a computer programmer figured out how to take the Doom code and actually export it to a pregnancy test.
Why?
This is a tiny version of the game Doom that is playable. And this is one, not a pregnancy test that you would get at Dollar Tree, which, by the way, don't ever do that. Like, please, if you're going to have to take a pregnancy test, go to, you know,
spend the extra
more
money.
Than a dollar. Yep. But he basically took the digital screen of a higher end pregnancy test and was able to upload the game Doom onto that tiny itty bitty little screen
where it says yes or no, or
yes, except it's digital, so you can actually play it. There's a tiny keyboard that he built that comes along with it, and people have just been floored about this.
Wow.
It has a microcontroller. It's just basically the shell of this pregnancy test.
Oh,
sure.
And
that's pretty amazing, though.
You know, it's just a very unusual way to show off your computer programming skills, really.
That's really,
I would say so.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway,
I wonder,
can we use his
right?
intelligence for good?
Oh, I was gonna say.
Hey, Donna.
I was just wondering if you could
pee
on it. Will it be like,
you are pregnant. And
hang on.
Here's
note
your second
to
level.
Self, yeah. Don't let Donna near your PS4. Was that a video game?
PS4. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
boy. See what you did there. That's good. Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Now, other people have shared their progress in making videos playable on a pregnancy test. There's been, somebody Rickrolled. Somebody was one. Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
And then the dancing stick bug. So there have been a lot of clips of running videos of Doom and another game. Which you probably won't know, named Skyrim. But anyway, so they've been sharing their journey to make these games playable on pregnancy tests.
That's really a cute idea.
Can we use this intelligence for good, though? Can we take say, hey, can you guys actually do something that means something?
Right, right. Instead of just playing around with your toys.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
Anyway. Okay, that's fascinating.
That's a cute story. Yeah.
I'll just tell myself, Donna, you're going to think I'm a total loser.
Me? Why?
Last night, I YouTubed how to get better at Fortnite. I wanted like some basic tips. I don't really understand the game fully yet. And so I did a little, and I got 10 pointers from someone in a 10-minute video.
Okay, I can't judge you because I was on YouTube as well looking up mammoth donkey videos.
What? Oh my gosh. And everyone thinks I'm the weird one on this show. Everyone thinks
donkey.
That, and they're just wrong.
Well,
what is
out,
that?
Well, because I sent a message to the people whose ranch I stayed on.
Yeah.
Where I met Jack, the donkey. Then I started questioning whether or not he was a donkey or a mule.
Oh.
So I just sent a Facebook message and said, hi, is Jack a donkey or a mule? And they wrote back like right away and said, Jack is a donkey. And then ... a mammoth donkey, to be exact. And I was like, oh, then I was looking up mules and how mules can't mate.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Because
all the while someone's digging through her underwear drawer.
Oh, boy.
So I can't filtering. Judge you. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to learn things.
Yeah.
You know, like I found out that donkeys are called Jacks and Jennies, and then I found out that you can it's actually a mule is a male donkey and a female horse. Remember I questioned who
male
was
donkey.
You were wrong,
oh, it's
Steve?
A male donkey?
Yes.
And a female
wow.
horse.
A hinny. Now a hinny is a
hoochie.
Female is a male horse and a female donkey.
Wow.
See?
So a male donkey, somehow, he must have like a loaded 401k.
Or maybe he has a platform that he stands on.
Mm-hmm. It's a little giant stepladder.
Or they just inseminate the
maybe that's horse. It.
Yes.
But I still don't understand why then a mule couldn't reproduce. Do they not have reproductive organs?
It has something to do with the number of chromosomes they have.
Get out of town.
I will not. I just got back into town.
Wow.
I know, it's fascinating. Anyway, sorry to hijack your story. That's what I was doing last night, so I can't judge you.
No. Now Fortnite, my Fortnite strategy sounds like highbrow activity on YouTube. I thought a mammoth donkey was going to be massive. Like, you wouldn't believe it's like a Clydesdale of donkeys.
Right. Well, when you put it next to a normal donkey, it is significantly larger, taller. And it has to meet a certain height criteria, I believe, to be considered a mammoth donkey. Thank you.
Interesting.
This concludes Donkey Talk. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good job, because I was just looking up, why is a donkey called an ass? You'll hear that. A Jack and Jill. You know, you mentioned Jack. Jackass.
Yep.
A Jill ass.
It's a Jenny. It's a Jack and a Jenny.
Oh, a Jenny.
A Jenny ass.
The use of a word for a stupid person, the A word, dates back to ancient Egypt, and the word donkey was originally a slang word possibly formed by combining the word monkey with either dunce or dun.
Oh.
Dun is a dull grayish-brown color often found in horses and, as it says, A words.
Hey, this is funny because growing up, we never said
donkey. Growing up, yeah.
We didn't say donkey. We called them donkeys.
Donkey,
is that right?
Yes. I think that's an East Coast thing.
And speaking of East Coast things and your infatuation with donkeys, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey.
I'm a Dominic. It's actually a very fun song.
Oh my God.
You think it won't be, but it actually is.
You think it won't be. I mean, I actually think it would. What hearing the title?
Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey.
I think that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's for sure right. The song.
What do you know, making a donkey?
At the beginning. Oh, gosh. The opening lyrics for this. Where did those just go? Oh,
it's got to be politically incorrect.
Hey, chingity-ching, hee-haw, hee-haw. It's Dominic the Donkey. Chingity-ching, hee-haw, hee-haw. The Italian Christmas Donkey. That's it. Yeah. That's fun.
I don't know.
By Lou Monte. Lou Monte did that song.
I don't know if it's politically correct today.
You know, I don't know. You don't think?
No.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, why can't he
start over in the next hour?
Why can't he be an Italian donkey?
That's a great start.
If he grew up in Italy.
There you go. That's Lou Monte. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I want to see that played in my favorite pizza joint.
Oh.
Give me another pie, Denzo.
Hey, oh, nice, Steve. Hey, nice. When we come back, the song of the summer has been determined.
Oh, now that it's fall. All right,
I would like to contest this song because I think there's another song that should be the song of the summer. See what you think. Coming up next on My Talk 107.1.